start from this hour, we will study the book of Hosea. We have 10 hours to study this book. The book of Hosea, talking about the love of God. In order to truly know the Savior, we not only have to understand God is one, God is spirit, but more importantly, we have to know God is love, and He really cares about His people. He really expects and call His children people to return to Him. So no matter what we have done before, the only way we can change is return to the Lord. So this is the reason why we have to always understand the love of God. And the book of Hosea is a wonderful book to study. So that's why we are going to spend time in this book to truly understand the love of God. Sometimes it's just beyond our imagination. Because in this book we can see how God loves this rebellion Israel. And of course, we are also the children of God. And God is never changing. His love for every man from beginning to the end, no, never changing. Okay, so, book of Hosea. Our purpose, our objective is to study, to know whom we have believed through this perfected book. This only one true God, Jesus Christ. He has full compassion and love to His people. We have to truly know of God, who is holy. Not only God is not only love, God is also holy. And He is righteous, and He is full of mercy and love. And we have to learn from this book to know God's love, and we have to make the mission return to Him wholeheartedly. Once we understand God's love, and we will say, wow, it's so wonderful. If we can always be kept in the love of God, and we are so blessed. So no matter what we have, we always have to return to God. Unless we forsake ourselves, otherwise God will not forsake us. Alright, so this is our objective. The key is the love of God and return. So before we go into this book in depth, we have to have a general knowledge about the prophets and the prophetic book in the Old Testament. Okay, so prophets in the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, the one major portion is a prophetic book. So usually in the Old Testament time, we can see two types of prophets. Either the oral prophet or the so-called literary prophet. So some prophets, just like prophet Elijah or Elisha, you can, during this past few days, Pastor Woodin encouraged us to learn from prophet Elijah about his faith, his prayer. But in the Old Testament time, you don't see any books written by Elijah, right? So all of prophet means left no writings which bear their names. So the example like Elisha, first king, or second king, and also Nathan, he went to rebuild with a wise word to rebuild King David. Gabe also is a prophet. And Ahijah, Micaiah. So first king chapter 11, verse 29, talking about this prophet put on a new clothes, but when he saw Jeroboam, and he torn his clothes into 12 pieces, and then give the Jeroboam 10 pieces. Remember this, you can flip through this verse to see, this is Hezekiah, also a prophet. But just he delivered a message to his mouth only. So this is called oral prophet. And then like the literary prophet. The prophet, that books barely their names. So in the Old Testament time, you can see four major prophets, right? And there are 12 minor prophets. We divide in this way to make it easier to understand, to remember. And the so-called major prophet, the prophetic books. In the book, we divide into the major prophet. In this prophetic book, in major and minor prophet. Actually, this is just stuff from this guy, Augustine, Augustine. This theologist, he divided this whole section of prophet into his category. So from he is the first one to separate into these two parts. And the distinction pertains only to the length of the books. So just like Elijah, book of Isaiah, right? Book of Isaiah, 66 chapters. Book of Jeremiah, how many chapters? How many? Jeremiah? 60? 50? 40? Which one? 52. How about Ezekiel? 48, right? 48. So, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. This is called a major prophet, major prophetic books, but are written by these four main prophets, right? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Okay. And the minor prophetic books. Can anyone, without looking at your Bible, inside these 12 minor prophetic books? Anyone can recite it? Well, our ICT student can recite it actually correctly. And all the seconds. I think NYTS should also remember. So, anyone? Remember the minor prophet? By order. Can anyone? On the side? Who? Let's see your hand. Okay, Amanda. Hosea. Joel. Amos. Abadiah. Jonah. Micah. Nahum. Habakkuk. Zephaniah. Haggai. Zechariah. Malachi. Thank God. Yes. So, these are 12 minor prophets. Actually, you just use a little bit your brain to try to divide into two sections and you remember it. Because, you know, in the minor prophets, the first three we cite already, right? Hosea, Joel, right? And then Amos. And then, if you know Jonah is in the book 5, then Micah is book 6. Then you divide into the two sections already, right? So in between Amos and Jonah is Obadiah. Then the last three, you know, Malachi, Zechariah, Haggai, right? And then the previous one is Zephaniah, Zephaniah. And then another two books, Nahum and Habakkuk. Then it's 12. You remember already. Okay. So put a little bit, you know, effort into, you can remember easily. Just like how you remember our 10 best belief. The same way. You just try to use some logical thinking and you can put it together. So, Hosea, is the world power at the time is in actually is pre-Assyria. So the history record is in 2 Kings from chapter 14 to 18. The next Joel is 2 Kings from chapter 12. So you can see the historical record is not in these minor prophets. They are not put into the historical order, but actually they just for the in the Old Testament, the scholar, when they put all these prophet book together, probably they do have their concept about, you know, how to put, you know, one by the next, like the order, the sequence. But later we'll find out, because it's just not the historical order. Okay. You do have this, right? You do have a result. Okay. Let's put it chronological order. The prophets. The first prophet actually is Obadiah. From this the 9th century BC. Actually, this is the oldest one. And then next is Joel. And then Jonah. So in the 9th century BC, it's three three prophets. In the 8th century, the next is Amos, then Hosea, Isaiah, Micah. Okay, so these four prophets, actually they are in the same period of time. In the 8th century BC. Okay. So usually if we read Book of Hosea, we have to also refer to Amos. But sometimes we can find teaching or similar message in Book of Isaiah or Micah. You can see, you know, God raised up prophets to deliver message to in different locations, to different people, Israel people, to some maybe to the northern kingdom, like Isaiah, his work is in the southern kingdom. In this 8th century, the prophet's message focused in proclaiming God's warning as the nation was being threatened from the north, means from Assyria. So we can see in the history, 722 BC, then the northern kingdom was taken into Assyrian captivity. So the Israel just disappeared, right? People has been captured into foreign country. And in the 7th century BC, the Chaldean period is in the empire of Babylon. So in this century, in this period of time, the prophet is Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. So in all these prophets actually are in about the same period of time. So that's why, you know, always if we know the some background of our history, then you can refer to the different books to find different kind of message from the Lord. And the message in this century, 7th century BC, actually talking about the prophet served as God's messengers when the Babylonian threatened the kingdom of Judah. So because the North Kingdom has been destroyed. So the 7th century, the major message is focused on Judah, the southern kingdom. So Assyria actually was eventually defeated by Babylon in 606 BC. Then in the 6th century, this exile period, Ezekiel is the prophet in Canada, in the foreign land, and Daniel, he was in Chaldean palace. So the prophet was taken into Babylon captivities. Yeah, there has been results in the foreign countries, and they serve as God's messenger to both captives and kings. That's why in the book of Daniel, you can see the message was talking about the king of Babylon. Okay, and then the last is from 6th to 5th century, post exilic period. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi is the last three prophets. And the message, I think, is very clear about how to rebuild this temple and to reform their faith, because they just forget what God wants. They just consider, you just finished reading the book of Malachi, right? So, talking about reforming their faith in sacrifice, in offering to God. Okay, so this is some background. So the keys, when we study the prophetic book, some keys we have to know. Background is very important. Political, social, religious situation of that time and the history and their geography. So the message is talking to north or to south. We have to make it clear. If we know it, then we know why God uses his prophet to deliver this warning to man. And also, we have to study the biblical content. Because sometimes, we just wonder why God uses his prophet to say such a word and do this kind of actions to prefigure what God is going to do. So from Bible content itself, we can see. Sometimes the text itself is so beautiful, just like a super point, right? Well, then we have to, from the study the Bible, we have to know the main theme of the book. And then teaching. What are the alerts and the reminder to us based on the historical lesson? Because we are not just studying this history, we want to absorb some teaching. We have to learn it from history and how to apply this teaching into our daily life and in our church. So we had to grab the most spiritual teaching. And then we have to know about the prophecy. We call it prophetic book because it contains prophecy from the Lord. So what is the spiritual significance of the prophecy to the Messiah salvation? All the whole book talking about the salvation. So from this prophetic book, we must see this message. If we can see it, then we know all this is related to our salvation. This is what we have to study. We cannot treat just this because this is Old Testament. It is the past, become a history. Why we study? Actually, yes, we have to study because it contains the Messiah's salvation. So, are the prophets to be fulfilled in multiple times? Yes, and some prophecy contain multiple messages. They will be fulfilled in different period of time. So also we also need to pay attention about how to make an interpretation about the message. So we have to, in order to have a correct interpretation, we have to always return to the historical background. We need to distinguish the literary type. Is this a poetic, just like a poem? Like a sugar tea time, just like Sometimes if you are writing a poem, it's different, right? It's different from what you are reading the story. And it's just a story. We have to make sure you know what the prophet trying to deliver by which way. So we find out the theme and then the main message. Okay? We have to grasp the access of the word. Some words are very beautiful. So study text, right? We pay attention to the division and section so we can easily get the main theme and main message we learn from the fulfillment of prophecy. Okay, so the prophetic books, talking about revelation and prophecy. So why we call a person who has been chosen by God as a prophet? Because he do have a vision. View what people don't see. So they can see in advance to know what is going to happen. And God uses his prophet to deliver message, must have a historical purpose. And there's a multiple purpose for us at any time. Right? Also, it's a spiritual purpose for salvation. We have to know when the prophecy is going to be fulfilled on the last day. So for example, the prophecy about rebuilding of the Holy Temple. And Holy Temple, we can see in the book of Haggai, Zechariah, you can see historical and multiple prophecy about this Holy Temple, Solomon rebuilt the temple. Right? And then in the book of which book talking about rebuild of the Holy Temple. Many books, right? Book of Haggai, Book of Zechariah, Book of Israel. They all mention about this rebuild the temple. And Herod, the great, rebuild the temple. See, because in the time of Jesus, this king also put a lot of money, effort to rebuild, to decorate the Holy Temple. So this temple, prophet prophesied this rebuilding of the temple. Actually, it has been fulfilled in different times. But we know the temple is a physical building, but to us the temple is church, right? The house of God. So it must have a spiritual multiple fulfillment to the salvation. So we know the Holy Temple, the true church in a particular time. We can see the prophecy will be fulfilled. Just like how God prophesied, the prophet prophesied the rebuilding of the Holy Temple, the physical temple. True church as apostolic time, and then the true church in the end time, TJC. Then the true church has made herself ready and will be taken up on the last day. So our church, you can see how church is the temple of God in the episode of Paul, you can see the church and then different kind of function and role. Right? The house of God, the temple of God, the body of Christ. So this is just an example. Another example is the prophet Elijah. Right? In Malachi chapter 4 verse 6, the last verse talking about there's a Elijah is coming. Right? And he's talking about John the Baptist. And he also actually referred to the true Jewish church. So the prophecy will be fulfilled in different period of time. Okay? So this is some background. Characteristics of prophetic literature. it actually contains some of Revelation. It's very important. Revelation is apocalyptic. It's so difficult to pronounce. Apocalyptic. This is from Greek, actually. It's talking about unrevealing or unfolding of things not previously known. In the book of Hosea, actually, it contains this kind of prophecy. Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 5. Hosea, chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5. Okay, Kevin Chen, can you read?
Afterward, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their King. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days.
Okay. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their King. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Hosea at the time, in about 750 BC, but King David is in 900 something BC, right? So, King David, the time of King David actually passed already. But how come Israel, the children of Israel, shall return and seek the Lord and David, their kings? So, the David revert to who? The David here revert to Jesus. Yes, Jesus Christ. So, it's just this is the about purpose. This is why this reveal in the end time. There's a Savior, the Messiah, an anointed one will come. There will people will turn their heart to this King. This is called Revelation. So this is a very important feature of the prophetic book. It must also be religious. Religious. So let's turn to chapter 2, Hosea chapter 2, verse 19 to 20. Talking about related to our belief or our faith. Chapter 2, verse 19 to 20. 19 to 20. Sister, Sunny, can you read? I will restore you to me forever. I will restore you to me in righteousness, justice, loving kindness, mercy, faithfulness. Then you shall know the Lord. So this the message actually is referred to enhance or strengthen our faith, our belief in this the Lord. So this is very important. Always contains message to for our faith. So let's call religious 宗教性. Prophetic 预言性. It prophesies something going to be happen. Going to happen. Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 10. Chapter 1 verse 10. Predicted what will happen in the future. Chapter 1 verse 10. Father Jack.
Verse 10. Yet the Israelite will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured or counted. In the place where it was said to them, "Go out my people," they will be called children of the living God.
Okay. Here. Say, yet the number of children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, cannot be measured or numbered. It shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, "You are not my people." There it shall be said to them, You are son of the living God. You are son of the living God. He's talking about, he prophesies, predict in the future. This is called salvation. God will call everyone. You know, in that place, you are not my people, but you will call the children of everlasting, you know, living God. Predict something to happen. And also, he contains a judgmental. So proclaim the punishment from the law. So that's why it's called, we have to pay attention to the prophetic message. Turn to chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1. Just straightforward, say the destruction is coming, punishment is coming. Chapter 5, verse 1. Sister Jafia. For Eros is the judgment. Hear this, all priests. Hear, take heed, all house of Israel. Give ear, all house of the king. This is how he proclaimed Eros is the judgment. So this is what can we say, this is the judgmental. He proclaimed the punishment of the Lord. And then it's a historical. So in the prophetic book, always have a history background. So let's turn to chapter 7, verse 11. Chapter 7, verse 11. Father Saint John. Can you read? 7:11. Ephraim, referred to Israel, is like a silly dog without sense. They go to Egypt, they go to Assyria. So at that time, the Israel people, they try to link to Assyria, which is their enemy. They want to rely on Egypt, which is their enemy too, right? They slap them, they try to take advantage from them, but they don't sense the danger at all. So let's go high. The prophet said, Ephraim just like a silly dog without sense. Are you a silly dog? No, we are as gentle as dog, right? 像驯良的鸽子，不是这样的无知的鸽子。 Alright, so historical, contain historical background. Also, it's also referred to, how to pronounce this? Is large. I don't know. It's too difficult to me. Anyway, no. It's concerned with four things. It's just because it's referred to death, judgment, heaven, and hell. It's called 终末论末世. Talking about the end of the entire history. So the prophetic book each usually contains this kind of message. So in the Hosea, if we look at the very last verse, chapter 14, verse 9. Chapter 14, verse 9. Sister Samantha. Are you right? Are you wise? Are you a prudent? Yes, right? Yes. For then let him know the ways of the law are right. The righteous walk in them, but transgressors stumble. Okay? So if we want to go to hell, then we don't listen to the word. We don't walk on the way of righteous. But if we want to enter heaven, then have to be wise and be prudent. hear, listen to the word of God. Okay. Alright, so this is some background. In order to understand the prophet, we also needed to have a little bit of knowledge about the prophet. You know, in the Old Testament, prophet contains different kind of titles. Prophet means to boil up like a fountain. So it's a spokesman of God. So prophet means in his heart contains a lot of word of truth. He cannot hold on to it. He has to say it. So this one's just like a fountain. Boiled up like a fountain. So the message have to deliver. You cannot just hold on for himself. It's called prophet. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. Seer. You can see different title, different name. Seer. 先见. Was Samuel chapter 9 verse 9. Okay. You can see people don't see. Also it's called man of God. Man of God. High spirituality and power. Like Moses. Like a Samuel, like a Simea, Elijah, or has been called the man of God, Elijah. There's another man in Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 4, what is the Chinese name? Jeremiah 35 verse 4. Alright, servant of God. So he describes the relationship between God and the prophet. They become the servant of God. They are the messenger of God. Messenger. Send a shooter. So deliverance of God's message. In the function, their role is watchmen of the true people. So once, prophet is the watchman of the children. They are the warning provider to the people. 警告, 提出警告. They are the intercessor for the nation of the children. So they pray for the people. And they are the mediator of revelation. 启示的媒介. God wants to reveal something to them through. Okay, so this is some information for you. How do prophets deliver message? They can just by proclaiming God's word, right? Just like Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 1 to 3. God told Jeremiah to go to the entrance of temple. And then you stand there and then proclaim whatever, whoever come in, he just said, aloud, repeat it again and again, just like a recorder. Doing is fun. So people, those who they can hear. So this is by proclaiming God's word. By demonstrating in actions. This is harder. Because you have to perform it. Like Isaiah walking naked and barefoot for 3 years. Can you imagine? Today, if you walk outside the street without shoes, barefoot for 3 years, people consider you as homeless. Even homeless with shoes. So listen to Isaiah 20. To be a prophet, actually, is not an easy word. It's very difficult. Isaiah 20. 20. from verse 2, verse 2 to verse 3. Verse 2 to verse 3. 刚才是哪一边？ Sister Father. 刚才是 Father, 对不对？ Then Sister Father. Oh, Sister, 对, 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 The purpose is for a sign and a wonder against the Egypt and the Ethiopian. So, go and remove the sackcloth from your body and take your sandals off your feet and heat this off, walking naked and barefoot. Naked and barefoot for 3 years. It's a prophet. If God told you to do so, you want to do? Oh, that's why you have to use this way. Can you change it another way? Maybe ask, right? Jeremiah, put yoke upon his name. Put yoke every day, day and night, a yoke upon his name. This is considered actually easier, but compared with Hosea, he said, you go to marry her. Hosea, he's a young man, you know, the youth. God talked to him, go to marry someone whom he really don't have feeling, right? But he had to do it. So chapter 1, verse 2. This time's up, we'll continue in the next section. Okay, so let's pray together to conclude this morning class.